For the sixth, we go here at the Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's the meat of the order. Trent Gertken, Mason Primus, Cole Schmitz, as they get their third look at Jake Brinker. Brinker's first offering to Gertken, missing down for a ball. Trent today singled and scored in the first inning, doubled in the third. So he's got the two easy ones out of the way for the cycle, right?
Yes, he does.
1-0 the count as Brinker right back. As his 1-0 offering to Gertken, that is missing low for a ball. Randy Trent, during that mid-inning warm-up for Brinker, he was almost looking like he was itching to get into the batter's box. As you're up, maybe with a guy on third to end the inning last inning.
And, yep.
You know, he was thinking about it and left, how the game may have shaken out if Brady touches up a tag properly and stays at third base right there. As it takes a ball outside 3-0.
Caller was just wondering, too, that appeal and how it all occurred. The throw from Tyler Geislinger came in to the infield. And basically, they just threw it back to the second baseman, right?
Yeah, it wasn't the step off or anything that you traditionally saw. They just threw back to the bag, being it was a force out. I don't think you have to step off or anything like that. 3-1 pitch to Gertken, popped up, fouling out of play as Brinker battles back to fill it up.
Right, and
now if it's a missed bag, you would have to go to the mound, I believe, and step off and then throw over. But being it was still a force out,
exactly,
it's still in play right there, being he never got all the way back to the bag.
Yeah,
if that's what they're saying.
The umpire's judgment there, I mean, Brady never went back totally to the bag.
Payoff pitch to Gertken, breaking ball. Trent waves at it much like David Jonas waves at the throw from Kelvin Kaltoff around the horn as that ends up in Nick Skuzacek's glove and left. One away on the strikeout to Gertken, and for Brinker, that is strikeout number three, on the evening.
Now, you would think for as dry as summers we're having, Kirby, that you wouldn't get any dew on the grass. And, well, that ball ended up in left field, and they threw it out. Got a new baseball for Brinker, the pitcher, as there's some activity in the Royal bullpen.
Can you see who it is? I'm kind of blinded by a...
He is a right-hander. It might...
As the first offering to Primus goes to the backstop for ball one.
I don't know... It's not DJ, because I see DJ by the dugout there. If it's Dalton, maybe getting some extra throws in down there.
Sure.
I just can't get a number on him. That whole fence is in the way down there.
That frame, to me, from what I just saw, would scream Dalton Thielen, but been wrong a lot before. 1-0 offering to Primus is missing up and away as Brinker fell behind Gertken 3-0. He's 2-0 back on Primus right now. Three hits in the first for Richmond. They had two in the fifth that were unable to get a run across as the 2-0 pitch to Mason fouled out of play. Now 2-1.
Now this big ballpark, Kirby, we're going to have 14 games in the region tournament. You think we're going to see a lot of home runs? This is a big park.
You got to hit them to get them here.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, I think, what you have last year, like 13?
Right.
2-1 pitch to Primus. That's in there for a strike. Late call from Todd Swanson, but a call nonetheless. It won't be 13, I'd say, but you can get it out of here. It's possible. Stay down the lines. 2-2 the count. And Brinker ready. His 2-2 offering. That is off the plate. Now 3-2. 1 tonight, 4 tomorrow, 3 Sunday. Opening round of Region 15C. Two teams will be punching their ticket to the big dance. Two will be headed home. Full count to Gertken. Now full count to Primus. Mason calls time at home. Randy?
Yeah, this is...
Smell anything?
Oh, like 30 seconds ago already.
I was waiting for it. Payoff pitch to Mason. Check swing that he fouls away. Jake has got these righties fooled on these full count off-speed pitches. They must be sitting dead red, and he's coming with that hook, and they're not...
Mason was frustrated there because he fouled it off, Kirby. It's just a check swing. Now, I don't know if the frustration lies that he should have followed through on that swing or if he should have laid off of it. I don't know.
I think he's thinking about Eric Decker's grandma's garage there in left field on that curveball down the middle. Just me personally as the 3-2 pitch that hits Primus. Not a good time to take the bean, but a base runner is a base runner as Primus aboard on that full count hit by a pitch.
Okay, now the guy in the bullpen is making his way in.
That's Dalton Thielen. The Vegas, Spring Hill dugout has set the over-under at 4 home runs for the region tournament.
Okay. Hey, they're making the call. We like it. Thank you, Spring Hill. Kirby and I will be wagering our bets here on the attendance. We'll be writing it down on secret ballot. Randy Shainberg will come up and give us those attendance totals for tonight.
Man on, man out. Man in the box, as Cole Schmidt says. That first pitch missing wide, and Kelvin Kaltoff's going to come out and have a word with Jake Brinker, as I don't believe Kelvin's liking the effectiveness of Jake right now, Randy.
Throwing a few too many balls versus strikes right now, and that wasn't necessarily the case for Jake in the second, third, and fourth innings. Now, last inning, he did give up a couple hits to Dusty Adams and Chase Altshire. So is it getting to be that time for Jake Brinker where maybe he's tiring a little bit? But I think it's a good spot for Kelvin to get up and go have a word with his left-hander.
He's missing, and he's not missing close. Yeah. Those are pretty wide. As this pitch, breaking ball, that's nowhere near either.
That's a dangerous hitter in Cole Schmitz to be doing this to, Kirby, because now 2-0, you know Cole's going to be sitting on 2-0.
I've seen him get one out of here.
Absolutely.
Plenty of times. As Primus lead from first, Cole representing the go-ahead run. Brinker's 2-0 pitch. That's up and away, and it was 3-0 to Gertken. It was 2-0 to Primus. It's now 3-0 to Cole Schmitz. Nothing cooking in the Rocky bullpen.
Yeah, the Rockies sitting on a 3-2 lead, but Richmond making a little noise here in the sixth.
Brinker maybe making that noise for him. Primus with 0 lead, 3-0 pitch. That's on the corner for a strike. Cole had those feet moving a little bit. Almost think if that was maybe a couple ball widths towards the center of the plate, old 2-2 is going to throw the hands at it. As it stands, he watched her go by. I think Brinker saw that, and I think he knows he's got to get pretty sharp here on 3-1 as well. Jake's 3-1 pitch, that's up and away. And Schmidt's aboard, and the go-ahead run reaches. Tying run moves to second base, and the batter will be Justin Schrader.
Were you a fan of giving some of your hitters the green light on 3-0?
Loved the green light.
I love it. Yeah. I loved it. Yeah.
There's a time and a place, obviously.
Exactly.
There's moments, big spots later in the game as we see Tom Ficker.
Because it can be a rally killer. I mean, it's like you're up 3-0, and the other part of that conversation is some will say, well, I mean, you've got two more pitches. Take that 3-0.
But the hitter in you says you're not going to see anything prettier than that 3-0.
Well, exactly.
That 3-0 Rawling sign just spinning its way right towards the middle of the plate. The entire Rocky infield makes its way into the powwow right now on the mound. As the meeting of the minds has come to an end. Runner at second base is Primus. He was hit by a 3-2 pitch. Schmitz was walked on 5 pitches. He's at first. And the batter is Justin Schrader, the designated hitter. He bounced out to third and bounced out to short thus far tonight. Great plays by New and Jonas thus far on the retiring of Schrader. As the first pitch in there for a strike. Good visit by manager Ficker. One strike the count, middle infield, that double play depth, playing in front of the bag is Duffner at first. Interesting move right there, playing in front of Schmitz as the one strike pitch to Schrader. That's popped up. Kaltoff's going to come back for a look. Kelvin is looking. He makes the catch, has a play.
Wow.
And Schrader retired. Plenty of real estate behind home plate. Not a ton. We're not talking Richmond by any means, but we're also not talking Lake Henry behind the plate. So a big out to retire Schrader.
For those of you listening on KASM 1150, we're powering down tonight. AM powers down. Tune in to 107.7 FM, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, or catch us on our stream at mychasm.com. That's why we give you all those options.
So after the pop-out to Schrader, the game's in the balance for Altshire. First offering is missing down and into Logan. Logan flew out to center fielder Tyler Geislinger in the second. And flew out in foul territory, much like Justin Schrader just did, to catcher Kelvin Kaltoff back in the fourth. Logan's 0 for 2 on the evening. First and second, two away. 3-2 Cold Spring here, bottom six. As the 1-0 pitch is up and in on Altshire, now 2-0. Talked before how they played college baseball together. You know somebody's going to love how this one ends up, and the other one's not going to be very happy about it.
Yep.
As Brinker set, 2-0 offering to Elshire. Big swing and a miss at that one. Logan trying to get an early lead on the home run race here for Region 15C with that swing. Comes up empty, 2-1 the count. 2-1. Primus with a modest lead at second. New trying to keep him close. Mason with a good lead. Now Brinker steps off the back of the mound. She had Elshire extend the inning. The batter will be Dusty Adams. We now see Justin Kunkel in the Rocky bullpen heating up. As the pitch missing high for a ball, now 3-1 to Logan Elshire. If you're Tom Ficker, Randy, or if you're David Jonas, whoever does make the pitching moves, if you put three runners on this late in the game, it's almost got to be about time to start looking down in the pen.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good time to hit for Elshire. Brinker's 3-1 offering to Logan. That is fouled away, so the runners will get a head start right here. At 3-2, two down. It's Schmitz at first, who walked on five pitches. Primus at second was hit by a full count pitch. I'm not going to let that one go. As the batter's Elshire. Brinker erratic here in the sixth, but he's a strike away from putting another blank up on the board, which would be his fifth consecutively. The payoff pitch to Logan, down and away,
wow,
and there's
take.
Royals everywhere, and you said it, Runtz. Great take right there by Elshire. And the batter will be Dusty Adams. You see somebody out of the Rocky dugout, but that's Brock Humbert because he is hitting second this inning. Tom Ficker stays put. So for now, the game remains Jake Brinker's. The batter's Dusty Adams. Longest tenured Royal. Looking for a big hit. First pitch, slash foul over the Richmond dugout. And Randy, you talked about those green lights and stuff. You got walk, or you got bean walk, walk. Oh, Adams is swinging.
Well, I look how the Rockies scored their third run. They did not get a hit, and the Royals potentially here too. Could score a run without a hit right now.
One strike the count on Adams. Struck out and had that infield single. Dusty 1-for-2 on the evening. Schmitz at second. Elshire at first. Primus at third. As Adams swings through an off-speed pitch right there. And Dusty in a hole at 0-2.
That was the funny one from Jake Brinker.
That hook has given that righties hook. Issues, and now the lefties
wow.
Welcome to the party on that Brinker curve. Made him look like that on 0-2. You almost got to go right back to it, don't you?
I would think so. Hey, final from Sartell tonight in 11C, Watkins over Clearwater, 4-2.
The Clippers winning a region game. Tell me if you've stopped me if you've heard that story before. As the 0-2 pitch to Adams, that's fouled at home plate.
He came with it again.
Why wouldn't you? You know, he hasn't squared it up really and made him look a little off on it on 0-1. Come right back with it on 0-2. Now's where you're guessing, though.
Yeah, I think Dusty told Calvin, give me one more chance. One more chance. I saw him look down at him.
Oh, and to the count. Pads loaded full of Royals. 3-2 Cold Spring here. Top six. Brinker set. His 0-2 to Dusty. In there. Strike three, and he knew it. Put his head down. Walked back to the dugouts. Goes down looking with the bases loaded. And that does it for the Royal threat that Brinker induced himself here in the sixth. There's strikeout number four for Jake Brinker. Richmond in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no Cold Spring errors, and they left him loaded. 5.5. Scoreboard still says 3-2 in favor of the Rockies. On to the bottom of the sixth coming up in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
Bottom six, bottom of the order for Cold Spring as they're looking for some insurance. Brady Clerick hoping to keep it right here as it'll be Nick Skluzacek, Brock Humbert, Brady Lynn due up for Cold Spring here in the sixth inning. If you haven't got enough exciting Region 15C baseball, keep the radio right where it's at. Tomorrow, 12 o'clock, Spring Hill and St. Martin, the second game of the regions. Second game tomorrow will be Farming and Luxembourg approximately at 2:30. Third game, Meyer Grove, New Munich. At 5, and the Meyer Grove New Munich Luxembourg Farming winner is going to play tomorrow night right here in Cold Spring as well.
I would say all those teams are hydrating tonight, aren't they, Kirby?
Or dehydrating if you play late enough in the day. As Skluzacek, his first offering from Brady Clare here. Pitch from Brady is missing down and away. Jamie Terrace is hydrating, Randy, because he has got the gang all hanging out. In the pool.
In the pool. Wow. That is awesome.
As the 1-0 pitch is skied to short left field. Elshire out. Gertgen in. Trent will call. Chase will give way. Trent makes the catch right at the Richmond lettering on his jersey for out number one.
Trent's played a few positions already here in Richmond, hasn't he?
He's taken the tour, yeah. Third base, second base, left field, right field. He had a little first base in him as well. He's one of those guys you just kind of –
He's the Cesar Tobar, but that ages me because many don't remember Cesar.
Oh, I know Cesar played all nine positions, but Trent's one of those guys. Get him a glove and get him to the ballpark and pencil him into the batting order. First pitch in there for a strike to Brock Humbert. He's the Rocky hero thus far. He had that two RBI single back in the second inning. 1-0 pitch right down Red River as it is 0-2 to Humbert. 0-2 the count. Humbert to be followed by Brady Lynn, the Brady Clare kryptonite thus far tonight. 0-2 pitch, just off the plate right there. Good nibble by Clare. Good take by Humbert. Moves our count to 1-2. 1-2 the count. Brady gets the sign from Cole Schmitz. The lefty's ready. That 1-2 pitch waved at and missed. Humbert. Big hack, big swing and a miss. He's out on strikes for Brady. That is strikeout number 5. And two quick ones for the left-hander. That'll bring Brady Lynn to the plate. And as I had mentioned, Randy, Brady Clare has a tough time throwing this guy strikes.
Yeah, he does. Walked him twice so far tonight. And that give credit to Brady Lynn, too, because he can work the count.
Very selective. First offering in there for a strike. Region Commissioner Randy Schoenberg is, so I just guess how many people are here?
That's right.
Paid attendance? Okay.
And you give Randy the sheet.
As the one-strike pitch cut on and miss, as the guy he couldn't throw a strike to all of a sudden runs, he's up 0-2.
And then you'll get patted on the back as the winner.
The anticipation is killing me right now. So we must have a pretty good discrepancy because Ralphie's doing some math right now. He's trying to figure out who's closest. It's the 0-2 pitch waved at right there by Lynn. He's out on strikes and a quick 1-2-3 inning. Hey, thank you. Randy Schoenberg touches my back. I said 5:30. Randy said 4:25. 5:07.
So wow.
23 off for me and 70, so 82 off for you. So I guess I'll take a
That's Reese's, an awesome opening crowd, though.
I'll take a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup whenever you're buying.
Okay, all right.
Randy Schoenberg, thank you so much.
We'll see you all weekend. All right.
For Cold Spring in the sixth, they go in order after six. Scoreboard still says 3-2. We're back in a minute for the seventh on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offer. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
To the seventh we go. 9-1-2 for Richmond as they're down to their final nine outs, trailing by a run. It's Jake Brinker back out there for Cold Spring, Randy. And part of you could say, what's he doing out there with three walks last inning? And the other part could say, as Claire lifts this one to left, Skuzacek coming on. He dives and he can't get it, and this one's going to roll. We know Brady can run. As he gets to second, he'll stay right there with the big turn. Skuzacek's throw back in. And it's a leadoff double, second time tonight. Cold Springs took a chance in the outfield, and it's got by him.
Yep. Nick dove and basically left the glove lay and chased the baseball. And Brady Clare had thoughts about stretching it into a triple. Blaine Ottman right at third, though, says, oh, ho, ho, you are the leadoff man here in the seventh. And we've got
top of the order
coming up. And Tommy Picker says, we're going to go talk.
So there's this old adage that says you're not supposed to make the first or last out at third.
Correct.
I mean, it's funny to me because, like, ideally you don't want to make any outs at third. You don't want to make any outs anywhere or anything like that. But if you're running hard and playing hard and they get you at third, you know, so be it. But the kind of the thought process behind it, Randy, is you were already at second. Why keep going to third? You're already, you know, in scoring position.
And
that's what Ottman was thinking right there.
Absolutely.
Throwing the brakes on.
Yeah.
For the second time this evening, Jake Brinker has sold himself on a conversation with Tom Ficker. As now you're in an interesting spot. You got probably your hottest hitter throughout the season for Richmond and Chase Elshire, but getting that runner to third base would be awfully big. So what are you doing? You putting the old bunt on for Chase, or what are you thinking?
Well, I think the Rockies are thinking bunt. You look at Duffner is cheating a little bit over at first.
No indication from Chase. Now he does bunt. That is a foul ball. Kaltoff, I don't know that he maybe wanted to leave that ball bounce a second time to stay foul instead of maybe the potential to get it fair.
Yeah.
Because he saw the read that Brady Clare was getting, and he knew that, boy, I'm not going to get him at third. Maybe have Chase try to do it again.
Interesting call here. I mean, the Royals got to play for a run here.
Trailing by a run.
Yeah.
That's what the difference in the game is. Moving him up 90 feet would be huge. Chase squares again, pulls back, takes that pitch low. Boy.
Good eye.
Great take right there. You bunt strikes. That's the way it's done. Look at the color of Chase Elshire's jersey, and look at the color of Brady Clare's jersey. You think there's some perspiration on old 17 out at second base?
Totally different. I mean, Brady is darker in color.
Yeah. Boy's going to need a dip in the Jamie Terrace pool this evening to cool off. The 1-1 offering to Elshire, he squares again and takes back and takes inside, down and away. 2-1, Chase showing the fingers to Blaine Ottman, saying 2-1 is the count right now. So if you're Brinker, it's getting to the point where it's like, well, now you just got to let him bunt it.
You know it.
Tying run at second base.
Now Blaine changes course here and lets him swing away.
Duffner way in at first.
I mean, he still got a big hole.
Chase is swinging.
He
hits this one to left center field as it is caught by Skluzacek. Claire, a couple hard steps, and he gives the green light to Chase, and it ends up coming up empty as Elshire flies out.
I thought he might take it off after a couple failed bunt attempts, or one failed bunt attempt and a couple balls.
Well, 2-1's a good time to hit is what
it
I
is.
Assume they're thinking right there, and maybe playing for a big inning. He's still got good speed on the pads and Claire.
You still got 2-3-4 here.
That'll bring Dalton Thielen to the plate. Dalton Play of the day came off his bat, where Geislinger makes the catch, diving in center field. Claire tried tagging and scoring all the way from second base, and he did, but he forgot to tag all the way up at second. First offering from Brinker to Thielen in there for a strike.
Or if you're Jake Brinker, that's a big out. Big out to get Chase Alshire.
Yeah. Yeah, you get that lazy pop-up to left field. That's what you're begging for, that.
Confidence right builder there.
Claire at second base. Alex Geislinger keeping him close. One strike pitch to Thielen, missing up and away. Now 1-1. I just checked on the pitch count. Jake Brinker is now up to 104 for the Cold Spring Rockies. But it's August, Randy, and those numbers are just numbers now. They don't really mean anything. It's effectiveness at this point. It's the 1-1 pitch. Thielen hits it through the hole and left. Claire went back to the bag, so he's only going to be able to get to third. As a good read from Brady, didn't want to run into an out in case New made the play. Thielen with a good hit. And the runners are at the corners now. Tying run at third. Good speed at first base with the go-ahead run. And the batter's Trent Gertgen.
Yeah, that was a good read by Brady Claire, just knowing that the ball's hit in front of you. You got to make sure it's through.
Has he been watching Miguel Sano play?
I wasn't going to mention that, but that was my intention. That's the way baseball's played. You don't get thrown out on something like that at third, Kirby.
No, you don't. Make sure it's through. So the Rocky infield, Jonas even with the bag at third. Duffner holding Thielen on at first. Geislinger and New up the middle, playing for a double play. We'll see if Ottman puts Thielen in motion here as Brinker comes home. First offering to Trent is off the plate for a ball. Gertgen has a single and a run scored in the first, a double in the third, and a strikeout to lead off the sixth. He's 2-for-3.
These last three innings, the battle for the chasm hat, the player of the game.
The boys want it, Randy.
The boys want it, absolutely.
The region win is one thing, but the coveted chasm cap. There goes Thielen, great jump. Oh. Taking the whole way was Gertgen, and no throw as the go-ahead run now moves into second base, and the Rocky infield is going to have to come in right now, Randy, and a base knock could put Richmond on top.
I mean, it's like I saw Speed Racer run from first to second. Dalton is fast.
He can run. And this is a tournament full of some speed. The middle infield does stay. Okay, now they come in. For a second there, they were going to stay back. 2-0 pitch to Gertgen. Oh. Swing and a miss at that one. Now 2-1. Trent looking to get the job done right here.
Rockies want to hold on to their 3-2 lead.
Claire at third base. He doubled. Thielen at second. He singled and then stole second. He gets to get as wide as the middle infield. Nice little cheat code right there. Brinker set. His 2-1 to Gertgen with one away. That is hit in the air. That's not going to be deep enough. As incoming is Brady Lynn. Brady calls and makes the catch. Claire's going to try to tag. Claire tags and scores. Thielen ends up at third. Brady just took a chance on Brady Lynn. What, 20 feet into the outfield grass? We're tied at 3.
Wow. That's something. Brady Claire hangs out at third base, Kirby, and he's seeing Lynn is just bolting in, and Brady has got to put the brakes on and then throw yet. And he didn't get a strong enough throw up. He hit his cutoff, but that never would have got to home plate.
Because you're thinking, are they gonna appeal again right here? Because what you're thinking on the play is the guy in third is going to take a couple hard steps. I throw and hit my cutoff, man, make sure I don't miss and the ball gets away.
Yeah.
And if he goes hard the whole way, you get that tying run in.
Boy, they're in a case in point where speed is such an asset to a team.
Get a guy like that back as the first pitch to Primus with the go-ahead run on third, and your four-hitter up right now, missing down and away. You get a guy like that back on your team, changing the game a little bit.
It does change it.
Speed kills as Brinker from the full windup. 1-0 offering to Primus. That is missing down and in. Mason doubled.
Yeah. He's got that little leg kick now, Kirby. That's when I played, that was the confident leg kick where he's in time with it. Even with these pitches that he's not swinging at.
1-1 pitch. Oh. Primus was on that one.
Oh.
Smacks it to deep left center field. That two hops the fence. Thielen trots home. Second RBI double of the evening for Mason Primus. And it's 4-3 Richmond as Big Red with a big knock for Specville.
I just got the goosebumps and everything because that's exactly what I was seeing in those first two pitches from Jake Brinker. Just he was timing it. He was timing it with that leg kick, and Brinker came with the pitch, and he nailed it.
You just, I mean, you said it earlier when Thielen was on first. It just looked like he was going to run. And then you see the pitch to Primus that it's like, gosh, he is just locked in right
now.
He is. Taking that pitch.
Yeah.
Brinker comes in with one. Mason smacks him out of the game as Brinker's evening will come to an end. It'll be to the bullpen for the Cold Spring Rockies as Brinker will hit the bench. We'll take a timeout and set you up defensively for Cold Spring. After a one-minute timeout, Richmond still batting here in the top of the seventh. Big out to get yet for Cold Spring, and we'll be back with the pitching change in 1 minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Fun one here in CS tonight as a defensive change for the Cold Spring Rockies. Randall?
You bet. On for the Rockies now, it is
number 25, Justin Kunkel, the draftee from Pearl Lake. He's into
Justin,
the game.
A right-hander.
Were you at the farming Pearl Lake?
I was not.
Me neither, but I'm pretty sure I heard you say on the Putt Show that Justin had 5-6 innings of relief work in that
game.
Yes,
he did. He did.
So he's coming to put out the flame right now for the Rockies after that big RBI double for Mason Primus. He had an RBI double in the first. He has a RBI double here in the seventh. And, Randy, I'm going to allude to it again, just that kind of little catch you saw. I go to baseball games with my wife, and she says, "How come we don't talk that much?" It's like, well, I'm watching the game, and there's little things you catch during the game. And
there
you
is.
See just a little leg kick.
It's those little tendencies.
And you
yes.
just you saw it, and you've seen that look before, and you thought to yourself, he's locked in, and then he hits a one-hopper to the fence in left center to
right.
knock in a run.
Fourth double for the Royals tonight, and now Justin Kunkel has his hands full because the Royals are still with a runner in scoring position.
It's Primus at second. Richmond up 4-3 now in the top of the seventh inning, and the batter's Cole Schmitz. Cole's reached once tonight. He got walked his last time up. He has a RBI sack fly back in the first. Kunkel set. Right-hander's first offering to Schmitz. Cole smacks this into left center field. That's going to drop. Primus gets the left turn sign from Ottman. He'll come home. The throw to the plate from Skluzacek. Not in time. RBI single for Cole Schmitz as he greets Justin Kunkel, and Richmond doubles up their lead. They lead now 5-3.
The Royals scoring three here in the seventh. Yep, and Cole not trying to do a whole lot with that pitch other than put it in play and blooped it right over that shortstop head.
He's got enough on it. As Schmitz looking over at Blaine Ottman at first, kind of a staring contest as to who's going to if you want to run for me now or do you not want to run for me? So Schmitz elects to stay in the game. Justin Schrader to the plate. First offering to Justin. He's on the corner for a strike. Richmond this inning went double, flyout, single, sack fly RBI to right, short right, and then an RBI double and an RBI single. As Schrader fouls one off his front foot, Justin in a hole at 0-2. Schrader is 0-3 thus far on the evening. Oh, and to the count to the Royal designated hitter. Seventh man to bat for Richmond here in the seventh as this pitch will hit Schrader. Did not hit Schrader?
It sure looked like it.
Okay, bounced in front of Schrader. Justin staying put. No one's really arguing. So 1-2 the count.
Royals also got DJ Schleicher loose. He went down to the bullpen, threw for a little bit. So you got Dalton Thielen who threw a little bit. DJ, and now you got some arms ready to go in case you need them.
1-2 pitch to Schrader, hit softly towards second. Candy hop for Geislinger, underhand flip to New at short. He's covering second base, and that does it for Richmond in the seventh. It's a big inning for Richmond, though. They come up with three runs on four hits. There were no rocky airs, and one runner left on base. Stretch time here at the big ballpark in Cold Spring. Scoreboard now reads 5-3 in favor of Richmond over the Cold Spring Rockies. We will be back with the bottom of the seventh inning coming up in 30 seconds. 30-second timeout. We'll be back right here on KASM.
This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day. Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
After the Royal counterpunch in the top of the seventh inning, we head to the bottom of the seventh, and it's who you want up if you're Cold Spring, Randy, the top of the order.
Absolutely, top of the order, Tyler Geislinger, and Tyler has hit the ball hard tonight. He had a sacrifice fly back in the fourth inning to score that go-ahead run for the Rockies.
Claire still out on the mound for Richmond. I had mentioned Jake Brinker's pitch count, Randy. I think Brady is upwards of that triple-digit mark as well.
You wonder now how Brady Clair is going to pitch, Kirby, because, you know, they picked up two runs for him in the first inning, and he pitched fairly well until the second. He struggled second, third, fourth innings. He had a great sixth inning for the Royals, but that was the bottom of the order. Now facing the top.
Plus, you got that lead now. Things change a little bit. This pitch will be his 100th as Geislinger into the box. First offering from Clair, missing away for a ball. We now see, I believe, I'm not sure who's heading down to the Rocky bullpen. A couple guys jogging down there. As Clair right back, his 1-0 offering to Geislinger. That's down and away as well. Now 2-0. So 2-0 the count. Cold Spring had two in the second, one in the fourth. They're three. Richmond goes two in the first, three big ones in the seventh. Brady's 2-0 pitch. That is off the plate, and it's three in a row that are wide from Clair. Mentioned it before, Randy, you get handed that lead, supposed to go right at these guys. I mean, it's a lot easier said than done, but the 3-0, that's in there for a strike to a tie guy, moving it to 3-1. Geislinger bounced out to Elshire at short in the first. He bounced out to Adams at first in the second, had an RBI sack fly in the fourth. 3-1 pitch, down and away, and the leadoff man on for Cold Spring, which brings the tying run to the plate in the form of David Jonas. And quickly, we see Blaine Ottman out of the dugout as those leashes get tighter and tighter as
yeah,
we go,
do.
Randy.
That might be TJ New throwing down the sidelines there. He is a left-hander. I believe TJ is a left-hander.
I'm going to say something right now that's kind of, that'll be the evening for Brady Clair. Blaine Ottman going right for the ball, and it looks like the game will be DJ Schleicher's. So what I was going to say to you is that you come to a ballpark like this, and yeah, you got the great grandstand, and you got the cool sports deck, and the new concession stand, the grass, the ivy, the warning track, double barrel bullpens. That's pretty cool for
it
amateur
is.
Baseball to have two bullpens available.
You bet.
It is not going to be DJ Schleicher, excuse me. It is going to be Mason Primus coming into the game. DJ was coming out to switch gloves for Mason, so a little curveball for us.
So staying with the young, the youth, the players on the field right now, Blaine Ottman chooses to go with the right-hander. And, I mean, now, quite honestly, you give him a different look, a different angle that ball's coming from. And Mason Primus, the mound is his friend. He's had successes on the mound. So
I think another part of it, too, is if you were down by one, there's no way you're going Primus here. But being you're up, each of these teams want to stay on the top half of this bracket, you know, and staying in the winner's bracket, staying on the top side. So you're 9 outs away. You're throwing your best at them right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's always important. Win that first one. Win that first one. That puts you one game away from a state tournament berth. And you got to go after it. You got to go after it. So I don't fault Blaine Ottman at all for going after it here tonight. You got a lead right now. Let's hold on to it.
So it'll be Mason Primus out onto the mound. Just a straight change. Claire moves to right field, I believe. I think Gerken's going to stay in left, and then Primus comes in on the mound. Everyone else stays put for Richmond. So it you have your innings eater out onto the mound for the Royals, as in he's going to have a tall order, Randy, with Jonas Duffner and Geislinger.
Yeah, he is. Hey, more region baseball tomorrow on KASM at noon. We'll have St. Martin and Spring Hill. At about 2:30, it'll be Luxembourg and Farming. That'll be followed by the 5 o'clock game with New Munich and Meyer Grove. Now, those are all tentative starts with the exception of noon, which will start at noon.
High Noon Saloon right
you
here
at
it. Cold Spring Baseball Park. As Primus has finished his warm-up pitches, Jonas makes his way into the batter's box. Davies had a rough one in the plate today. He's hit it hard three times. He's hit it hard twice, and he's yet to reach base. So he's thinking to get out of that little slump right now. Claire does stay in right field as Primus set his first offering right down the middle for strike one to Jonas. It's Geislinger at first. He was walked on five pitches by Claire to start this, the seventh inning. Right-hander Primus set. He comes home on one pitch. That's popped up. Adams over for a look. Dusty won't have a play. That'll twist foul and out of the entire park and 0-2. Mason would love a punch out right here, Runcie.
Yes, he would. Brady Claire tonight struck out five, Kirby, and he ended up walking, what was it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A few free passes. Gave up just two hits.
They came back and bit him, too, as this 0-2 pitch is hit in the air to short center field. Thielen coming on. Dalton won't get it. And the first two-man reach for Cold Spring here in the seventh inning. So the Rockies not going down without a fight. And that'll bring the go-ahead run in the form of Austin Duffner, who is probably pretty happy to see Brady Claire be standing in right field now.
These Cold Spring Rockies, Kirby, they got like ice in their veins. It's like, I mean, state tournament experience. This is not new for these guys. The core of this team rode it deep last year.
I mean, you hit the nail on the head, partner. These guys, they've seen the bright lights before. As Duffner looks at a first pitch strike that burns the hands of Duffner from Primus. Still nobody out here. I'd say no chance of bunt with this big boy in the box.
Boy, he's got an open stance, so.
Does. Right-hander looks at Geislinger at second. One strike pitch, waved at and missed, and Duffner in a hole at 0-2. Austin struck out in the first and the fifth, reached on an air in the third. He's 0 for 3 thus far, and he's looking to get his teammates moving a little bit right here. 5-3 our score in favor of Richmond. Bottom of the seventh inning. Primus set. Two looks at Geislinger at second base. The righty's 0-2. Cut on and miss. And Mason with a big strikeout. Duffner with a big bat smack on his leg and a big out number one for Richmond.
Not doing anything fancy there. I think Cole just put down number one, number one, number one, right?
Bring it past him.
Yeah.
So one down, that'll bring Alex Geislinger to the plate.
Now, I don't know if you can get by with that on Alex Geislinger.
Going to be tough. Got to get pretty stinky cheese to get it past this rat as he fouls that one. Is that the Randy?
That's over the top of the trailblazer. That got a job for Leo on the other side of the street.
The Blazer will live to blaze another day.
Right.
It has one strike the count to Alex Geislinger. Singled and scored in the second inning. Walked in the third, walked in the fifth. Been on base all day, one for one. One strike pitch up and away to Alex. Evens it up at 1-1. It's Tyler Geislinger at second base. He walked. David Jonas at first. Weakest hit ball he had all day, and he got on with a single. Funny how the game works sometimes.
It is.
Primus set. Ready right at the belt. 1-1 pitch. That'll get Geislinger. right in the old rear end, and now it's Rockies everywhere. As Tyler Geislinger to third base, Jonas to second, Alex Geislinger to first, and the batter is Jordan New, who's looking at an 0-for on the day, so you know he's going to be hungry to hit right here.
Royals play that middle back yet, looking for double play ball.
Adams in front of the bag at first. Probably going to come home with it if he gets something hit hard at him, unless it takes him toward his right.
5-3 Richmond, bottom of the seventh.
Primus' first offering to New. That is just off the plate for a ball. We've seen a dandy here on opening night of Region 15C.
507 people paid attendance.
Two. 1-0. Primus from the set is 1-0 pitch. That's up and away. Now 2-0 and set it all night. Fall behind, it's a good time to hit right here if you're Jordan New. Got the tying run at second base and David Jonas. Go-ahead run at first if you're Austin Duff, or if you're Alex Geislinger, excuse me. There is one down. Primus is 2-0. That is in there for a strike at the belt to Newsy. Moves it to 2-1.
Jordan didn't agree with that call. I know it was up there by the letters.
2-1 the count. 2 number 2. As Primus set. 2-1 offering that is fouled away, and it's 2-2. Got the big strikeout, got the heater past the lefty Duffner. The Schmitz go to the well one more time, Randy?
That's a good call. I don't know. Jordan New was right on that fastball
there.
Good
back control. Yeah. He's tough out in there.
You just about think he's going to put it in play.
And that's what makes you think. You almost got to come home with it because he can run so well. Tough guy to turn two on. Primus set. His 2-2. Fouled to the screen. Count will stay put at 2-2. Calvin Kultoff goes and shags that foul ball. He's on deck for Cold Spring. 5-3 our score. Rocky's got 3 hits on the evening, Randy, here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Only trailing by 2. Is the 2-2 pitch tapped on the ground toward short. Elshire's got one play. It's to his little brother Logan at third. That retires Jonas. Geislinger comes across to score. So it's in fielder's choice RBI for Jordan New to cut the Richmond lead in half. It's a 5-4 ball game.
You bet. And Jordan New doing what he does best, putting that ball in play, getting a run in. I mean, yeah, that's what happens, Kirby. When you put the ball in play, good things are going to happen. You know, oftentimes that's the case.
Well, you got bases loaded. You got to make them beat you. You know, you can't swing through that and go back empty-handed. At second base, it's Alex Geislinger. News aboard at first. It's up to Kultoff for Cold Spring here in the seventh. Primus' first offering to Calvin. Not shortening up as he swings through that first Primus fastball for strike one. One strike the count on Kultoff. He hit that ball back to Brady Clare. That Brady pulled Chase Elshire off the bag back in the second inning. Bounced out to Chase Elshire in the third. Lined out to Logan Elshire in the fifth as the one-strike pitch. 12-packs are starting to talk a little bit for the Royal faithful, Randy, as they didn't like the call of that one.
It was close. It's that time of the night where all of a sudden that pitch on the outside corner is scrutinized by many.
Primus ready. His 1-1 pitch to Kultoff. That's hit up the middle and through. Vicker is waving Geislinger. Thielen up with it. His throw to the plate. Schmitz with the catch. Out at the plate. Thielen put it right on the money. You couldn't have thrown it better. Schmitz applies the tag and gunned at the dish is Alex Geislinger. And it remains a 5-4 Richmond lead after 7.
An absolute strike from Dalton Thielen to Cole Schmitz. And, you know, when Alex rounded the base, Kirby, I thought there's no way they're going to get him. Thielen with a rocket of an arm.
Put it right on the money, and Cole with the catch and the tag. In a game that's had some fireworks, the 7th ends in a big one for Cold Spring. They do score 1 run here in the 7th inning, picking up 2 hits to double up their total on the evening to 4. There was no Richmond errors, 2 runners left on base. We've done 7 innings. I did my 5 in the middle, Randy. Why don't you take us home for the 8th and 9th coming up in 30 seconds right here on KASM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Region 15 Seed Baseball action on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you. You bet. Just like a 4th of July night, the fireworks are going off here in Cold Spring, and it can be a appeal call. It can be a throw out at the plate.
A tag up on a ball hit 20 feet into the outfield.
Exactly. It's been a fun game to do. And like Kirby said, when we went to break, we still got two innings to go, man. It's going to be fun.
It's been a delight.
Top of the eighth inning for the Richmond Royals. And we look to their bottom part of the order. Logan Elchard, Dusty Adams, Brady Clare, the scheduled hitters for the Royals. Looks like Miller is going to get in a bat maybe for Dusty Adams. He's swinging a bat.
Yeah, Cameron Miller in the on-deck circle.
Although Dusty's got a bat too.
That would tell me, Randall, that if Elshire reaches, it'll be Adams bunting. If he doesn't, it'll be Miller hitting.
Got it. Okay. At the plate, Logan Elshire, the first pitch from right-hander Justin Kunkel. Inside a ball, 1-0. Kunkel, the draftee from Pearl Lake. On in relief of left-hander Jake Brinker. Pitch inside again, 2-0, the count to Logan Elshire. Pitch low, and I believe it's 3-0. Or am I a pitch ahead, Kirby?
I got 3-0.
Yeah, I got 3-0. There we go. And ball four, so four straight pitches to Logan Elshire. And the Royals leading by a run, 5-4. We're going to see Dusty Adams coming up to the plate. And Kirby says, bunt's on the way. We're going to get a pinch runner here for Logan.
We are. It'll be Carter Thielen in to run, and Dusty Adams will be bunting right here for Richmond.
Carter, little brother of Dalton Thielen?
Correct. Yep. He
Is he just as fast?
That's pretty fast. That's a lot to live up to. I'll maybe have the Thielen boys race afterwards.
Okay.
And they can answer that one for you, Randy.
Okay, Dusty Adams at the plate. Kirby saying bunt. David Jonas, he's anticipating bunt. He's in on the grass over at third. Kunkel on the mound. Adams shows bunt. Puts it down the first baseline. Fielded by Duffner. He's just going to run it to the bag, and Dusty gets the job done, just like the textbooks would have it.
Gotta
baseball 101.
Yep. Third baseman's coming in. He's coming in hard, trying to get it and throw him out at second. So push it towards first because he's got to hold the runner on over there. And that's the way you draw it up, and that'll bring Brady Clare to the plate.
Brady Clare so far tonight, 1-for-3. He had a double in his last at-bat, scored a run in the seventh inning when the Royals scored 3 to take a lead on the Cold Spring Rockies. At second base now, it's Logan Elshire, and Clare sends it to left. Skluzacek has a beat on it, makes a catch for out number 2.
So two down as first pitch swinging as Kunkel, Randy, with a four-pitch walk. He's got the next two guys out on two pitches.
Yeah, on two pitches. Figure that one out. Yeah, that'll bring top of the order Chase Elshire to the plate. Chase 1-for-4 tonight, had a base hit back in the fifth inning. Trying to bring in this runner at second for the Royals. 5 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Richmond. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Cold Spring Rockies. Both starting pitchers out of the ball game. Both starting pitchers right now are factoring in to a decision.
Yeah, each left with one out, or each left, excuse me, one batter into the Well, Clare left one batter into the seventh. Brinker got a little longer leash in the seventh inning, but both of them yanked in the seventh.
Mm-hmm. At the plate, Elshire. Here's the pitch. And low and outside, 2-0. Now, Elshire and Kunkel, I'm sure, are familiar with each other when Chase played over at Luxembourg.
Plenty of old Lux Pearl Lake rivalries right here.
They kick the pitch. And outside from Kunkel, the count at 3-0.
So if any indication how the first three pitches have gone, Justin not exactly thrilled to see Chase in the box.
No. And with first base open, he probably doesn't want Chase Alshire to hurt him. There's ball four.
Wider, and widest. As we see Tom Ficker pop out of the dugout, Randy, has got to assume whoever is getting hot in the Rocky pen has got to be about ready. Now, this is where, as the trailing team, granted you're down by a whole run, you know, not exactly down by 10, you don't want to burn your whole staff on Friday night when you got to win a big one on Sunday as well. So
sure.
This is where it gets to be a little bit of tactical each way.
Ficker and the entire infield for the Cold Spring Rockies talking with Justin Kunkel on the mound. Looks like they're going to leave him in. Probably just giving him a little bit of a background on Dalton Thielen.
Dalton's got two hits today. Scored a couple runs for Richmond out of that two spot. Doing his job there near the top of that Royal order.
Runners at first and second. For the Royals here in the top of the eighth inning, the pitch to Thielen. Oh, and he gives it a ride to left. Skluzacek's not going to get this one. It rolls to the Ivy. One run is scored. On to third goes Alshire, and Dalton Thielen into second base with a double. The Royals lead 6-4.
You get the mound visit right there, and then that first pitch, you get a four-pitch walk to Alshire, maybe pitching around him a little bit, but that first pitch to Thielen, he just smokes it into that left field corner, Randy. To say he was ready to hit would be an understatement as
Absolutely.
Richmond gets that big insurance run back.
Yep, 6-4 Royals here in the top of the eighth inning. That'll bring Trent Gertken to the plate. Trent with the single and double in his first two at-bats tonight and drives it to first. Duffner grabs the line drive for the out, and that'll end the Royals' eighth. They pick up a run here in the eighth inning on a hit. No errors and two left on base. We played 7.5. It's Richmond 6 and the Cold Spring Rockies 4. We're back in 30 on KSM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.